freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I'm the CEO of Sylvia Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fanny Gordon, owner and operator of Fanny Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivy Anna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network and our website, of course. We'd like to give it to you every single morning. You can go to our website at www.onpointcxmas.com. Click on and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. On this Hump Day Wednesday, if you're just getting started, it's 7:35. Today is Wednesday, March the 20th. And if you're just getting underway, traveling in, it is wet outside. The roads are slippery, and it's a bit cool. And you know, every single morning, we remind you to stay engaged. And yesterday, there was a horrible, horrible accident on Lee in Texas. And you know what? It's just another wake-up call about the accidents that are happening throughout the city and the accidents that we talk about every single day. There was one fatality, and our thoughts, our heart, and our prayers go out to that family. And you know, as we were traveling on that very road on yesterday, and many people use all of the surface streets to get to their destinations, it's a place where you just don't consider a fatal accident happening. And what that lets us know is that accidents, fatal accidents, well, they can happen anywhere. And so that's why it's critically important that we remind you to stay engaged. You have to not only drive for yourself, but you have to now drive for others, because so many people are distracted while they're driving. And it just seems to be the way of the road now. And so we remind you, we implore you every single morning to stay engaged. And mornings on like this, where the roads are slick and slippery, accidents are prone to happen. And so we're seeing more and more accidents every day. And I say to DC every single day that we're traveling in and around the city that there just seems to be more traffic on the roads. And so this morning, if you're traveling in, we want to encourage you not to be distracted. And I know it's tough, but we've got to change the culture of multitasking while we're driving. It's creating too many accidents and, unfortunately, even fatalities. So if that's you this morning, I'd ask you to just simply put it down, stay engaged, and make sure that you're helping our school bus drivers. Make sure that you're watching out for school kids. And most importantly, please slow down through those school zones. They're in effect until 9 a.m. And we like to remind you about that daily and throughout the show, because it helps crossing guards and it helps our resource officers when we can remind you that I know everybody's in a rush to get there, but there are just some things that you've got to do. And slowing down in the morning is just one of them. So give yourself enough time to get there safely. You know what? It's Hump Day Wednesday, so that means that we're halfway through the week. I hope that you're off to a great start. And I just wanted to share a thought with you this morning. You know, every morning I tell you about DC and I's quiet time. And at the beginning of the week, there was a study that talked about worry and anxiety and the fact that women statistically worry more than men. And I think that it's just sort of normal for people to worry. It's just something that has been ingrained into the fiber of who we are. But this morning, in our moments of meditation and reading, worry was described in a way that just really made me say, wow. The reading this morning described worry as mental punishment. And I'm going to tell you, when I got that and I allowed that to go down deep into me, mental punishment, I am like, how many of us are punishing ourselves daily, weekly, hourly? How many of us are doing that every single day? And I'm like, most people are, especially women. That's coming through. most of us are doing that on a daily basis. And I wanted to just encourage you this morning, if you're trying to make it over the hump, that there are some things that you've got to do. And one of those things is to just cast your cares onto God and bring the worry out of your spiritual self. You know, it tears you down and it tears others around you down when you're constantly worried. And so I read an article that says that everyone worries from time to time, but for some people, worry is a way of life. And it cannot become a way of life, because when it becomes a way of life, it becomes an emotional trap. And so if that's you this morning, I just want to encourage you, as you're traveling in, to just cast your cares onto God and begin to replace that with good, positive statements. We've got an incredible show this morning, and we're going to tell you not only that this month is Women's History Month, but it's also Multiple Sclerosis Awareness Month. And we've got an incredible woman that is going to tell you her incredible story. Stay on point, everybody. It's 7:44. 7:41. We're going to take a break, but we're back right after this. Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LeChip benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies. Guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Oh, what?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
My name is Al Turner, owner and CEO of the fastest-growing construction company in Central Louisiana. Diversity in Action has definitely provided me and my business with the additional boost of confidence to truly live up to our motto of satisfying expectations by being more than just a builder.
My name is Eric Reed, and I am the owner and operator of LPT Photography. If you are someone like me who had an idea and a dream and just an aspiration to own and operate your own business, please, by all means, I encourage you to go by and visit the Central Louisiana Business Incubator.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas. For any and all questions, insurance needs, home, auto, life, you can phone Rosa and her team at 318-487-1881, 318-487-1881. Also, Hickson Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, simply log on to www.hicksonhasit.com. I also want to remind you about the Special Needs Conference, and we talked a lot about it on yesterday. If you have a special needs child or a special needs adult, and you're concerned about financial issues, you're concerned about the next level for your special needs child or your special needs adult, this is a seminar. This is a conference that you won't want to miss. It's happening on March the 21st, and it's going to be happening at the Marriott Courtyard at 3830 right here in Alexandria on Mall Drive. You can get more information for reservations through Lineage Law, who's a proud sponsor of the OPT Network, and you can phone them by dialing 318-767-2226, or you can go to their website at www.lineagelaw.com. That's lineagelaw.com. So for more information about how you can connect with that, it's going to happen from 9 to 5. You don't have to go through the whole seminar. If there are just bits and pieces that you need, then you can call and get the information and see what's available. But it's going to be an incredible conference. Again, March 21st, the number to phone, 318-767-2226. Now, back to what I was talking about before the break. You know, worry and anxiety is happening in a lot of people. And if you're not careful, you'll find yourself falling into the worry trap. And sometimes it just happens, and it happens through those negative voices that we're hearing in our head. And I was saying to to Michelle, who had been on the show the other day. She and I were chatting back and forth, and she and I were talking, and she said to me, and I wanted to share it with you, she said, only listen to those positive voices. She said, bravery is action in the face of fear. And when she said that, that really, really resonated in my spirit. Michelle is an author. She is a speaker. She is a life coach. And it was something that I just wanted to share with you all, because I believe that a lot of people are getting stuck in the worry trap. And I just wanted to have this conversation this morning because, you know, if you don't confront an issue, it's very, very hard to conquer that issue. And it takes bravery to be able to confront those actions in the face of doubt and fear. And so this morning, we want to encourage you to be brave. And when you start to have those negative thoughts, that negative self-talk that goes on in your head, those things that are vying for your attention, there are some things that you have to do. And one of the things that the experts say that you must do is you've got to label that worry. Well, what does that mean? It means that you have to figure out what it is that you're worried about. A lot of times people worry and they really don't have any idea about what they're worried about. And we kind of wear worry as a badge of honor. We think that if we're worrying, somehow we're going to help the situation to get better. And so the experts say label worry thoughts, like, are you worried about your job? Are you worried about your relationship? Are you worried about your health? Are you worried about your kids? Whatever it is, begin to identify what you're worried about. And sometimes they say it's hard to really distinguish a normal thought from a worry thought. And so it really takes a lot to get past worry. And for many people have worn worry as a badge for years. And you'll hear people say all the time, I'm a worry wart. I just worry. That's just what I do. And somehow we think that that makes us, I don't know, powerful or better or useful. But I'm here to tell you that we've got to cast down those thoughts of worry and anxiety. They're ruining our days. They're ruining our productivity. And you have to really identify that you're doing that to kind of free yourself. And then the next thing that the experts say is that you've got to let go of control. Because oftentimes worry is about control. And he says that steps to encourage you to let go of control, let go of fighting control, fighting to just control everything in your life. And one of the things that he says, and I say it often, is include deep breathing. And I know for me, when I get a little bit anxious and a little bit worried, a little bit concerned about things, I just have to stop and find my center and really dig deep to say, okay, I'm going to calm myself down. I'm going to take some deep breaths. And I'm telling you, when you fill your lungs with that air, even though it may sound a little bit silly, it just lowers your heart rate. And I really feel compelled to continue to talk about worry because it's something that's ongoing. And if you don't confront it, it becomes what the author calls a trap, the worry trap. And some people never get to a place of relaxation because they're always worried. They're always stressed. They're always concerned about tomorrow. They're always concerned about the future. And what we've got to do is learn to live in the moment. And I'm talking about two Michelles. I'm talking about Michelle Letterman Tillis. She was the one who said you have to be brave in the face of worry in our conversation on yesterday. And Michelle Hoskins, the syrup lady, said to me, she said, I'm not worried about anything. She said, I have learned to live my life in the moment. And for many of us, that is a struggle. It's hard to really appreciate and live in the moment, because we're constantly struggling with what's next. What do I have to do next? What's the next thing on my list? And so for many of us, we put these things into play that may never even happen. And the way to do that is to begin to cast those cares, begin to just throw them. And maybe you can't do that physically, but figuratively, you can begin to cast those worries, and you can begin to place those things with good, positive thoughts. And you can begin to say, you know what? I expect to enjoy this very moment. You're on point, everybody. Get your morning started off on the right foot.
Your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Sinlaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Fishy, fishy.
There's a new fish in the sea.
Fishy, fishy.
Coming to McDonald's for new Fish McBites.
Fish McBites are succulent and breaded to perfection. So take a trip to Mickey D's and get you
something. Perfect for snacking or sharing with tangy tartar or spicy buffalo sauce.
Fish McBites, McBites.
Now, there are more ways to love.
Fishy, fishy.
For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Hump Day Wednesday. If you're just getting started, it's 7:59. Today is March 20th, and this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, caring for our community with state-of-the-art technology. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria. Now, this morning, we're going to be switching gears. You know, at the top of the show, I said it's Women's History Month, but it's also Multiple Sclerosis Awareness Month. And you know how we're always looking for great people and great stories to tell? Well, we wanted to introduce you to an incredible woman who is doing amazing things. And let me just tell you a little bit about her. Her name is Hillary Rubin. She's a global yoga authority leader of the wellness revolution. And in 1996, at the height of her career as a PR and marketing manager for Prada, now ladies, we can feel that, for Prada, Hillary was diagnosed with MS, and instead of succumbing to the condition and allowing it to limit her possibilities, she made a decision to find and use all natural remedies. And some of the things that she did were just incredible, and that's only part of her story. And we want to welcome Hillary Rubin to the OPT Network all the way from the West Coast, and we want to thank her in advance for getting up so early with us this morning. Hillary, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. I'm happy to be here.
Absolutely. So, Hillary, your story is just incredible. The start in life. I want you to begin to put us on the road to your journey.
Sure, I would. And that's a wonderful way of a wonderful invitation. So thank you so much. The journey, you know, as all of our journeys begin, you know, whether you're spiritual, those of you that are listening, and whatever your religious beliefs are, I'm going to just invite you to have an open mind and an open heart, because I'm coming from a spiritual place, started my body of work, as which I like to look at life, even from, you know, inception and going on. Very early on, I was adopted. So I'm going to give you a little bit of a keystone is parents being adopted, parents being divorced at five, a mother who was very much a victim, a lot of neglect, and I was raised by a single mother. And I had a very abusive brother. So there was a lot of physical abuse. There was a lot of neglect. There was a lot of confusion of, who am I supposed to trust? Who am I supposed to love?
Mm-hmm.
And which was very challenging, you know, as a child, because I never really felt safe, very, very little. And how I found my ways to feeling safe would be in Philadelphia, where I'm from, the East Coast, even though I'm in L.A. right now, and it's early in the morning, is a refrigerator box. Ever as a kid, if you found a refrigerator box, it was like a gold mine. And that would be where, that was on my stoop, and that would be where I'd find my safety in my art and my creativity, and would have to find a place where I could be safe.
Mm. Wow.
So, yeah. So it was really, you know, not something, you know, that a typical, let's say, white Jewish girl would grow up with, is that. And so fast forwarding that, my mother had a nervous breakdown. And I had to steal food to eat. I was pretty much raised by, specifically at that time, where it could be very awkward. Preteen, is my brothers were drug dealers. And I was really clear what was going on was wrong, even though everything was made to be play, but it was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And as time went on, I really was seeking a way to become someone else. And essentially, as I got into from high school, I was trying to be someone else, and you know, and I really got into fashion. And from that fashion place, I was able to create something different outside.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have a lot of money or anything, but I could create it.
Mm-hmm.
And there were family members that could help. So basically, when we fast forward, when you mentioned Prada and New York, moving to New York to go to college was my escape. And New York's a crazy place, you know, but that was a calmer place than my household.
Wow. And one of the things that you talk about in your writings on the journey is being angry with God, being angry, being an angry young person. How do you bring all of that together to come to where you are? And I think it was so incredible that you could just be so honest about it.
Yeah, well, you know, yoga was part of my journey. Actually, I'm a spiritual life and career coach, and that's where I am today. And bringing it all together, because we get, you know, we have course changers, we have guides. And I didn't really believe in God. I was angry at God. I didn't understand, mm-hmm. you know. I was raised Jewish. However, religion's beautiful and the teachings are beautiful. You know, like any organization, there's things that can happen that were uncomfortable for me. However, God, there's no one owns God. Mm-hmm. And and I know I could be getting daggers at me right now, but nobody knows God. We're all part of God, you know? Mm-hmm. And this is, we're all of it. So for me, really, to bring it all together, you know, I'm a positive person. I was always a positive kid. Mm-hmm. And I always really saw where there was an opportunity. I would just see, where's the light? Where's the good? Where's the good? Mm-hmm. So really bringing that together with God was, I feel, through seeing the good, you know, seeing the light and mm-hmm. being hopeful and just never giving up. Mm-hmm. I mean, never giving up. That doesn't mean I didn't surrender over those years, you know. So I was, you know, of course, when I ended up working at Prada, and that's where I was diagnosed at Prada with MS, that's when I got really pissed off with God. More pissed off with God than when my mother passed away.
Wow.
You know, in college. Yeah, it was because it was me and my body and my future and everything taken away from me. So I was angry. And my conversation with God, if you will, was on a trip in Hawaii. I went to Hawaii because it was just everything was swirling at a certain point in my life. Mm-hmm. And around this, and I went there to have my conversation, to kind of meet, you know, to meet this energy and to kind of understand, and I did, you know, and I definitely did in so many ways, that through nature and through just trust and remembering when my mother did pass away, how I had a spiritual experience, which is where I actually became spiritual, was the passing of my mother. I wasn't angry mm-hmm. because she was out of pain. It just that I started to see that the anger is necessary. It had to be transformed into love. Mm-hmm. There had to be love mm-hmm. that really was going to make a big difference. Mm-hmm. And actually, as I share, you know, dealing with any painful situation that could bring on maybe a feeling of defeat, the first step is to embrace it, and to, you know, and what's an embrace? It's a hug, you know, that comes from love, that comes from forgiveness, that comes with acceptance. Mm-hmm. And that's really the big step.
Mm-hmm. And so how was it that you were able to be so open about, and I think it's good, because a lot of people are angry with God or pissed off, as you say, with God about their lives, about the way that their lives have gone and things that have happened. How was it that you were able to confront that anger and really be so vocal about it?
You know, I love that you're bringing this topic up, because I feel that there's a huge epidemic globally around anger, mm-hmm. not knowing how to express it. And I feel that that's a cause of a lot of unnecessary abuse and destruction and mm-hmm. you know, just some painful conflict, is because there isn't an avenue to express anger. There
right.
just isn't. There isn't a place. I mean, it's like, I'll say there were moments when I would be living in New York and dropping plates in my sink. It would give me, I didn't hurt anyone. I didn't throw at anyone, but just the breaking of a plate against the porcelain sink, it was like, oh yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. No, you know, and it was like, all right, now we're going to make mosaic. You know what I mean? It's like, now we're going to take that and use that energy, because that's what anger is. It's energy. It's like a volcano. And so, you know, as I shared, as I went to Hawaii, I observed the power of the feminine mm-hmm. Through Mother Earth was really the a volcano, mm-hmm. right? It erupts and it destroys, and then it creates the most fertile ground to plant any new seeds in.
Mm-hmm.
So a big thing for me, you know, a big thing for me was to get into my body, was to get into nature, was to understand that anger needs to be used in another way, never to hurt anyone. And really, if we go beneath the anger, is what's even worse is the blame. You know, mm-hmm. there's vibrations to our energy. When we're in a place of feeling shame and we're in a place of feeling blame, we're really vibrating at a lower level. This might sound a little woo-woo for your people, but, you know, when there's hate and there's anger, you know, this aggression only cuts things off, right? This becomes very antagonistic. So for me, I had to find a way that I could diffuse it and understand that nobody does anything to us. Nobody is in control. Like the only control, because again, none of us are in control of the ultimate destiny of when we're going to expire, right? Mm-hmm. When we're going to die, let's say. And to think we're supposed to have a life without challenge is complete ignorance and also not so mature. So, this isn't calling anyone anything. So it's that process of understanding, I'm not going to blame. I'm not going to get angry. My life isn't just happening to me. Wait a minute. I can change my attitude here. I can look at this differently. I can learn from this. And I know that it's in scriptures and this is things that are out there, but it's one thing to know it. And I feel for me, what really transformed is to start living it.
Absolutely.
And taking those steps.
Absolutely. And so there was a point when you were doing what you loved, you were working for Prada, you were in New York and probably feeling very invincible. And then something, I mean, because that's how we are in our early 20s. I mean, we think we're, you know, the queens of the world. And then something happens. You start to detect some things in your physical body. Let's talk about that moment.
Sure. I didn't feel so invincible because I experienced death and I experienced a lot of things. I actually felt that there was something more for me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? In a way that, like, there was something that I didn't really understand that was fueling everything, right? You know, God, universe, what have you. Working at Prada, I really felt like I arrived, in a sense, like I made mm-hmm. it. It was that high level of ego being filled, you know, on the top of the world, in a sense, like you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
So I started feeling tingling in my left hand, a little bit in my feet, and it was a very high-pressured, very dysfunctional office. You know, it was very competitive. My boss at the time was very abusive, mm-hmm. and yet I was a favorite, and she would pawn us in a way. So it was very being on eggshells.
And so
right?
this sort of tingling and this sort of discomfort, probably I'm assuming in your body. Are you thinking that maybe this could just simply be the stress and the anxiety of the job and of the life that you're living?
No, because I wasn't that awake. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. In that way, you know, I wasn't connected to my body anymore. I was very disconnected from my body, and this tingling and everything was bringing my attention to it. I was seeing doctors. You know, all of a sudden I was like, what is going on? Like, I have this tingling. I have tightness. You know, I was someone who worked out. You know, I didn't understand, mm-hmm. you know, and I was smoking and drinking, and, you know, I thought I was healthy in a way. You know, it's like eating tofu and you think you're healthy.
Right.
You know, it was complete ignorance,
mm-hmm.
because I was wearing thousands of dollars of clothing. You know, essentially, here's the thing. I built a mansion on a swamp and it was falling. You know, it's like Philadelphia. The homes are built on swamps. I remember seeing them sink driving down Roosevelt Boulevard. So essentially, I started seeing doctors, healers, spinal surgeons, auric readers, angel readers, you know, therapists, you name it. I was seeing all these doctors and hearing all these different things, you know. And I had one spinal doctor say, you're fine. Go lift those weights. There's nothing wrong with you. I was so focused on having a diagnosis of knowing what it was. So really, I was more focused on knowing what it was than even what was going on. The big pinnacle in all of this, I was afraid. I didn't understand. I had an MRI. I also was dealing with the crumbling of the medical system at this point. So it was the beginning of the care kind of falling apart. And when I went to this one headache doctor, who was the first person to mention, based on my MRI, that it looked like a high possibility that it would be multiple sclerosis, he said to me this. He said, imagine. He said, 99% you have this diagnosis, or you have MS is the terminology, which is, I don't use terminology like that. And he said, to be 100%, Carlette,
mm-hmm.
to be 100%, we'll do a spinal tap.
Wow. Let's take a quick break here, and when we come back, we're going to talk about how that story played out and how that diagnosis came about. Stay on point, everybody. We're back after this.
Trying to find a thought that's escaped her mind. She says there's the one I love the most. But time's not far behind. I said that I don't care, I just run my hands through her dark hair. Then I pray to God, you gotta help me fly away and just let her cry. If the tears fall down like rain, let her sing.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
fishy, fishy.
Fish, fish, McBite, McBite. Fish, fish, McBite, McBite.
There's a new fish in the sea.
Fishy, fishy.
Come into McDonald's for new Fish McBites.
Fish McBites are succulent and breaded to perfection. So take a trip to Mickey D's and get you something.
Perfect for snacking or sharing with tangy tartar or spicy buffalo sauce.
Fish, fish, McBite, McBite.
Now, there are more ways to love.
Fishy, fishy.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's Hump Day Wednesday, and if you're just getting started, it's 21 minutes after 8. Today is March the 20th, and we're joined by Hillary Rubin. And she's got an incredible story of really evolving, I guess, evolving into, you know, a life, and from a life of feeling like she had it all and then life changing. And we pick up her story as we were talking about being diagnosed with MS and what that meant. And so I want to talk about, with all of the challenges that you had growing up and being adopted and dealing with that and dealing with an abusive brother and then the death of your mother and then having to find out that it's a 99.999% chance that you have MS. How do you deal with that?
I guess how I deal with that is I exploded like the volcano that I saw many years later in Hawaii. I completely exploded and said some things that I won't say on the phone, and they started with F. And, you know, I basically was like, you must be effing kidding me. And I could not understand how disconnected one could be. Like, 99% is not good enough. You're going to stick a needle to drain fluid from my spine. Here I am, this little 115-pound thing that is scared, you know, and I just lost it. And I found something in my being, a power that I never felt before, really, like this. And I just roared, you know, I mean, like a lion, but really like a volcano. And the doctor and my boyfriend at the time, like, literally, it was like, the raft came in and like everything curled up, and I just said no. And I thought it was completely ridiculous for to even ask. I felt unsafe. Mm-hmm. And then I realized I also felt extremely empowered.
Wow.
So as I share, yes. And by feeling, so I embraced, then it was like, okay, I'm embracing this, because I looked into everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's where I really got deep into yoga and food. This is pre-internet. I'm, you know, in the 90s,
mm-hmm.
and very early on. So it wasn't anything what it is today. And I realized that there was power in choice.
Mm.
I was empowered because I got to say no. And that no was probably the most important no ever, because that was going to lead me to where I am today, that I have a choice.
Mm-hmm. And so you were, you were saying no to MS, that you were not going to let MS destroy you.
Correct. I wasn't going to let the MS get me. I wasn't going to let other people tell me what it was going to be. I went to an MS doctor who painted me a story of, oh my Lord, you know, like there's an issue with modern medicine. Don't show me the worst case scenario without showing me the best case scenario as well. Mm-hmm. That is not a fair trial, if you will, because I felt that they just were throwing prison bars around me and my life was over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I still had those moments of my life feeling over, but I was wavering with the power of like growing with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's not that I immediately like was like, okay, this is fine. This is a process of many years, of many self-help books, of many moments of feeling defeated,
mm-hmm.
to what brings me to my work today.
Mm-hmm.
So when I had a doctor tell me, laugh in my face around yoga and diet, it just put so much fuel in the fire,
mm-hmm.
so to speak, because I was like, how, you know, like, who the hell do you think you are to tell me I'm going to end up in a wheelchair? Like, I understand it's responsible from their mindset today. I understand that now. Then I didn't understand that.
Right.
It's just saying, if you're going to give me a worst case scenario, then give me a best case scenario too. Because then I get to choose, you know, and I chose. I was like, nope. I mean, I went on medication and everything and used it for you know, a handful of years with alternative medicine.
Mm-hmm.
However, the doctor laughed in my face when I asked about, you know, food and yoga. And today, you know, the MS Society, they do use yoga. They don't talk about food, which I feel is they're missing out.
Mm-hmm.
Totally think that they're missing out. So that's basically, you know, it was really understanding in the system, as I shared, embrace is the first step. And the second step I'll share it is to empower yourself by making choices.
Mm-hmm.
Do I want to be a victim here? Or do I want to, you know, do I want to take a road that you're paving for me that looks horrible?
Mm-hmm.
Or do I want to go into the unknown and actually find a way for me to make peace and define my world? It's not anyone's job to define my world or anyone's world. Nobody has the right to do that.
Absolutely.
And that's where we have control.
Mm-hmm.
The control is the choices and how we want to see it.
And so for a long time, were you having those symptoms that come along with MS? Were you having the numbness and all of the things that we know that MS can bring? And when did you move into a more alternative way of living?
Immediately it started. No alcohol, no cigarettes, no whatever, drugs, whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Food changing. At that time, gluten wasn't the conversation, right? So I took out whatever I had to take out. At that time, I was really like, I had to be a vegetarian, which isn't necessary. You know, I was just taking in books, devouring whatever I could, speaking to people at health food stores, and I just took sugar out. I took coffee out. I got a book called Prescription for Natural Healing. And I just read everything there, how to eat more kale. I had to go on supplements. So I did that immediately. Yoga started right away, meditation. I just was like, okay, overhaul. And also there were people in my life that I had to clean out.
Mm-hmm.
My ecosystem, as I talk about in my, you know, I have a book right now that I'm working on, which brings all of this together. Is the ecosystem the most important thing? If I have people who are going to doubt or make fun of what I'm doing, I got to know that I don't tell them. So there was a big overhaul, and it was like every day on, okay, these are the things that I got to focus on. But the first step was clearing everything out,
mm-hmm.
you know, because that's easy. Adding stuff is when it gets overwhelming. Taking it away is the most important. And I was, you know, working out, doing yoga. The yoga is when I started to really connect to the whole thing you talk about, energy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was like, whoa, I could feel, you know, my body, and I could feel where my moods and my states would change, and also where the tingling and everything started to dissipate.
Hmm. Wow. And so for those people that are listening, Hillary, this morning that have gotten the diagnosis, and what statistics say is that women are more likely to get multiple sclerosis than men. And we know that there are a lot of people that may be plagued with that now and don't know it. And there are people that do have it and do know it. What would you say to them about taking control of their health and their life?
Great question. You're so awesome. And I'm really enjoying this. So the first is to take a deep breath and to know that you did nothing wrong and it's not your fault. That's the first thing,
mm-hmm.
Is that it's not your fault. You haven't been punished. You know, you haven't brought it from a past life. You haven't, you know, to really get rid of the mindset
mm-hmm.
is of that. And to really embrace the invitation to pay attention to your body, to have better self-care, to look at what you're eating, to look at what you're thinking, to look at what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like, to look at what your environment is, Mm-hmm. Where are the toxins? And start getting rid of them.
And you know what? And let me just stop you right there, because I think that's critical. A lot of times we look at, or we think of, those toxins that we see that are in our food, that are in the environment. But toxins very much have to do with a lot of the people that we have in our lives, a lot of the things that we invite in. So toxins could really be a multitude of things.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we all think toxins are just like, you know, beer, whatever. And now today we deal with more of internet and television and fear. Fear mm-hmm. is a big toxin, mm-hmm. you know, fear. And yes. listen, the fear is real and the anger is real. Get it out of your body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the thing is that, and also looking at it that you're not your diagnosis, you know, you're not. And to say that I have MS or my MS and owning it, you've got to become a language architect, because language can set you in. It's a teller of belief system. Mm. So I help this, and I help with this in my first step in my Living Wellness Kickstart program. I basically actually, we go through the stages of embrace, empower, and evolve, which is so funny when you said evolve. You're so tuned in. is that it's really an invitation and a blessing. Instead of like, why me, God? It's like, well, you know, why me? It's like, well, why not me? And I know that it's scary if you're listening. I didn't share this one story, which is really important. Is when I was early diagnosed, I had a friend that actually turned me on to acupuncture.
Mm-hmm.
Acupuncture was huge for me, and she was dealing with lupus. And she put me through a lot of stuff, and I was given my first, you know, self-help book, which was with, you know, and with all prayer and everything. It was looking at things, so it really helped me and guided me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I said to her, I'm going to go to an MS support group. She said, I do not suggest you to go. It's very depressing. You're not going to get any help there.
Mm.
She said, it's really like the not get support group. And I said, okay. I said, I'm going to go, right, because I'm curious and I'm open. I'm a seeker.
Mm-hmm.
And I went. I went, and we sat in this room. People were smoking cigarettes outside before the meeting. They were drinking coffee in the meeting. And I immediately, and the attitude was like, literally, it was so heavy in the room. So we sat in the circle and everybody talked. And then it was my turn. And people were dealing with some serious stuff. Like the woman who's drinking coffee and smoking outside was having a flare up. I was like, really? I wonder why. You know what I mean? And I wonder why you're having a flare up. And so I sat there and it was really uncomfortable. And then I said, hey. And it was really early. I was in my, you know, mid-20s. And I said, well, I believe that this diagnosis came about because God knows that I can handle it. I have not been given anything that I can't handle. And there's a reason that this has happened. And the leader of the circle lost it on me and literally was like, how dare you say that? There are people here that are suffering, and how dare you? You know, she basically like tore me another one and was like, you have no right to say that.
Right.
You know, you have no right. And I just looked at her and was like, okay, this is what my friend was talking about. This is not a place for me.
Right.
And, you know, it wasn't a place for me. And I knew that there was a spiritual belief. There was something that was greater, and that I'm going to say, if you're newly diagnosed, you got to read everything with a grain of salt. It's, you know, it's good to look at everything, but the key is this, is if you're going to take control, and again, the control is going to be of your thoughts. The control is going to be how you look at it. The control is going to be what you put in your body.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you got to take out white sugar, you got to take out soda pop, you got to take out coffee, you got to take out the things that are hurting your body.
Absolutely.
And getting in the way of your body's ability to heal.
Absolutely. Well, Hillary, you know what? When we found your story, one of the first things that I said to myself is I loved your chutzpah. I loved your chutzpah. I loved the way that you took life on. And I loved the journey. And one of the things that we do here on Point is we love to share stories of hope and life. And you are that.
Aww.
And we want to thank you so much. We know that it is very early on the West Coast, but people can read your articles and blog on the Huffington Post. And I want you to give your website where people can connect with you.
Yeah, so I have a website, and I also have a place where this program that I'm talking about, the Living Wellness Kickstart program, where you can actually, whether you're dealing with MS and autoimmune disease or anything that's really an insane challenge in your life, you know, is basically going to HillaryRubin.com, and there's two L's, HillaryRubin.com. That's my main site, and you'll get everything in there. And the key is that if you want to go directly to the Living Wellness Kickstart program and see what that first step is, the embrace step, it's HillaryRubin.com/livingwellness. And that's where you can start to go a little bit more, because then you can, there's videos and audios and different ways that you can see this and share it with a friend.
Absolutely.
You know, it's time for all of us to enjoy life and take everything, whether it's the hard stuff, the easy stuff, and really live the fullness of life. And I know that it gets hard. It's just that it's such a blessing that we're here. It really is. And there's so much more. And through the pain comes our purpose.
Ooh, I
comes
love it.
A greater way to love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love it. Hillary, we have enjoyed your story. We want to thank you again for getting up so early. And we say to you this morning, namaste.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you so much, Carlette.
All right.
Thank you everyone for listening. Bye-bye.
Absolutely. Bye now. Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LACHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Trahide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Trahide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Trahide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
This is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. Smart talk for smart people.
Stop pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinelaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Avoyelles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. For more information on Avoyelles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelavoyelles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avoyelles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's Hump Day Wednesday, and this segment is sponsored by Get Wired Satellites. Jeremy Clary, you can get HD for life. You can get bundling, plus all the channels that you want. Get Wired Satellites, the number to phone, 318-767-2220. Also, American Wholesale Mattress. I say it every day. What are you waiting for? If you're not sleeping at night, American Wholesale Mattress can help you with that. They're located at 717 MacArthur Drive, or you can phone 318-443-9524. Ask for Kara or David. They're happy to help you to make sure that you get your best night's rest. Also, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action Program, like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, Well, he serves Avoyelles Parish and surrounding areas. For any and all questions, insurance needs, the number to phone 318-346-6695. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, they remove your doubts, and they use state-of-the-art technology to do that. The Heart CU, that's the credit union, the heart of Louisiana, dedicated to excellence. Also, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, Davis One Stop, just an integral part of Cheneyville. If you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is right there. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, people care by caring people. And I can say that there's probably not many companies that care like Sylvia's Caring. The number to phone, 318-346-2540 in Bunkie or in Opelousas, 337-942-9939. And our great friends at McDonald's of Pineville. Now, you know, as we pick up on this morning's conversation with Hillary Rubin, I have talked about March being Women's History Month, but it is also Multiple Sclerosis Awareness Month, National Multiple Sclerosis Awareness Month. And there are a lot of facts and a lot of information that you may or may not know about MS. And one of the things that it does is it's a nerve issue. It's an autoimmune disease, and it affects the nerves. And there is something called myelin, which provides a covering of insulation for those nerves, and it improves the conduction of impulses along the nerves. And it also is important for maintaining the health of the nerves. And when that begins to degenerate, then it begins to cause problems. And when we were looking at the information on MS, we understand that women are diagnosed more readily than men. Well, Hillary Rubin's story came to our attention, and we wanted to share her story. And one of the things that I said to her and I said to you all is that I love a person who has chutzpah, who just puts it out there and says, hell no. Hell no to breast cancer. Hell no to MS. And I love what she said. And I said to her after our conversation was over, I said, I am going to use the language of architect of language. We have to be better crafters of what we are saying. How many times do I say this? And I often wonder, do you see, if people really get when we start talking about what we're saying and what our words are saying and what is coming out of our mouth. Yesterday somebody said something and it just stung me when they said it. They said, I know that the devil is trying to kill me. We gotta be careful about what is coming out of our mouths. You've got to be careful about talking about death. You've got to be careful about saying what is killing you and what's trying to kill you. You got to be a better architect of your words. And you know, what I like the most, DC, about Hillary's conversation, and we talk about this often, is I like the fact that she was open and honest about how she was feeling about God and where she was with God. A lot of people are unable to articulate their anger for God, and that moves people away from God, and it moves people into other belief systems and other modalities, if you will. But she just put it out there. And she was able to own that. And a lot of people can never really get free and become their authentic self because they're not able to say it. And DC and I were talking, and DC, we were talking about, especially in 12-step programs, talking about the God of your understanding. And a lot of Christians, DC, have issues with that. Why do you think that there are such issues with that? The God of your understanding?
Well, because people who believe in God just believe in God. So So they have a problem with people believing in the God of their understanding, because the only God that they know is the God that they know.
Wow.
So when you're dealing in the recovery process, though, you know, a lot of people have had a lot of things happen to them that they actually blame God for.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a little harder for them to just accept God the way that we're supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're still dealing with issues in their life that they're not come to terms with yet. But as they come to terms, because basically in all the books of recovery, it says without God, you know, there's no way possible for us to attain any type of success of recovery.
But do you think?
But they can't just throw God on people right at the jump. It's a process.
Mm-hmm.
They say the God of your understanding, because really to get you going, as long as you have some type of conception of what God is, you can start to grow.
That's powerful. And I was going to ask you, and I'm sorry for interrupting, but I was going to ask you, because a lot of people, especially Christians, have an issue with people opening up their mouths and saying that. But I think it's so powerful what you said. You gotta start somewhere.
Absolutely. A lot of people are just not ready to bite that. And then a lot of people, really, people who are having problems with chemicals or any type of addiction, a lot of their problem is they feel that God did them something. Now, did God do them anything? No, they didn't. But if I believe he did me something and he didn't do me anything, my perception is my reality.
Right.
So I have a problem with saying, hey, let me go pray to the one that's been killing me or been causing me to have all this turmoil in my life.
Mm-hmm.
See, there's a conundrum there.
Absolutely, it's a conundrum. And you know what? I hope, DC, especially as believers, that they will begin to take in this conversation, because I was having a conversation with a friend of mine who was dismayed at someone that was talking about the God of their understanding, but talking about it in a way, the universe and energy and all of those things.
Right.
And as I was listening to her conversation, she was offended because she is a Christian. I said to her, is he in recovery? And she said, yes. And I said to her, I get that. I get where he's at. He's not ready.
Right. I mean, you know, you just, it's a process to being able to trust God wholeheartedly when you believe that God has been the very reason you've been having the problems that you've been having.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, everybody's just not ready at a given time to just say, okay, God, God, God. A lot of people grow up, you know, I grew up, the God that I grew up with is not the same God that I have right now. You know, the way that I was brought up,
mm-hmm.
you know, my grandmother's God was my God, and I was scared to death of it.
Absolutely.
You know, and I, you know, you're not supposed to be scared of God.
And I guess that's what the God of your understanding, the more that you learn about God, the more that you learn about the Word. As you said, we held the God that we were raised to believe in.
Right. And it's just, it really is a process to getting into a relationship with God, because we believe in God. We understand
mm-hmm.
God. You know, I understand that because it was a process that I had to go through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so, you know, we were told that, you know, be careful. You know, you don't want God to strike you down.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we thought God was the big, bad, high person in high places that was mean and was mm-hmm. manipulative and
unmerciful.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, and so, you know, when you're also dealing with all kinds of other things that are causing you to think all kinds of crazy ways, you know, you have to kind of say the God of your understanding until you start to realize that God is the reason for your existence
mm-hmm.
and is the reason for all things good. But until you can get there,
mm-hmm.
you're just not there.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think that it was just a powerful conversation to see another side and to see how people get through life's challenges, life's hard times. And she talked about, and we were talking about this during the break, she talked about the vibrations, the anger, the bitterness, and things that people hold inside of them. And a lot of people think, well, that's hokey to talk about vibrations and, you know, the light and all of those things. But I think, for me, I want to be a person of tolerance. And I want to understand where others are and why they are where they are. And, you know, as children of God, we've got to let people see God in us without, I think, always having to throw up God, God, God. And it's like Kay Warren said, you know, when you're on a stage, and although we may not be on a global stage like Kay and Rick Warren or Rick and Kay Warren, but we're all really on some stage.
Yes, somebody's watching you.
Yeah, somebody's watching you, especially when you hold yourself up as a Christian. Somebody
Absolutely.
Is watching you.
Absolutely. And it's very important the way we handle people, because somebody may come to us as Christians for help, and because of the language that they're using, we may say to them something that will cause them not to ever come back again.
Absolutely.
It's very important what we say and how we react to people who are seeking. Because when people have those voids and they're talking about the God of their understanding, all that, really what they're seeking is God.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have a void in their lives. But they don't know that at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But we
mm-hmm.
have to be wise enough to know that they're on their journey to find God. And we can't just run them off where you may do something to them that will run them completely off, and they'll say, oh, okay, nobody else will be able to reach them because of something we did.
Absolutely.
You know, and so we're, as Christians, we're supposed to help the lost find God.
Absolutely.
But that doesn't mean the first time we talk to them, they're going to find God. That's just not how it works.
And that's just not how it works.
No, that's not reality.
And if that happens, they are the exception and probably not the rule.
Exactly, because it can that happen? Of course it mm-hmm. can. But in most cases, you know, that's just not the way it happens.
And so I guess this morning's conversation, it evolved into something, and it always does, that you just never know what to expect. But when we allow God to have his way and we open up the forum for people to share their journeys, their experience, their life, their hope, if we're really, really inclining our ears and really listening, we can really grab something from every conversation.
Absolutely, we can. And when you look at situations like this, when you really just sit and think about it and you get to know people, as you see people get older and wiser, you see their relationship with God get better.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have some life experience. You know, as younger people, you know, we believe we're invincible. We just hadn't seen enough stuff to really understand and appreciate God at work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now you have some people that just 17, 18, 12, 13, they wholeheartedly sold out to God.
Mm-hmm.
Those are people who are just few and far in between.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us are hard-headed. Most of us are hard-headed. And, you know, we learn through pain.
Hmm. Yeah, that's tough. And one of the things that Hillary said, and I would encourage people, if they're interested in her story, to go to her website at www.hillaryrubin.com, is she says, take action now, plus transform any painful situation. And I love what she said, DC. She said, you know what? I'm not going to own MS. I'm not going to call it my MS. You have people calling it my heart disease, my cancer. Stop owning those things and start to be the architect of your language, of what is coming out of your mouth. God doesn't give, he doesn't give disease. He doesn't give sickness. He doesn't give that. We have got to be better crafters of what we are saying, what is coming out of our mouth. And we have got to stop the worry. I talked about it at the top of the show. Worry is at the root. I'm talking to you, but I'm talking to me too. I have those tendencies to get worried about the unknown, worried about what's going to happen next week, next month, next year. You know where I really want to be? I want to be in a place of just being right here, right now, enjoying this moment with you. And I'm going to tell you, that is a process. Everybody doesn't have that. But you know what? When you start to craft what is coming out of your mouth, you can say, I can remind myself, I'm going to just be here with you right now. And right